Hey guys, welcome back to the No Vex Podcast. Woo!
We back.
I heard y'all missed us.
Back like we never left, because we really never do leave. Me and Faith are always consistently
working.
Putting in work, you know, trying to give you guys more content, trying to engage you guys more, trying to bring on more guests.
Episode after episode.
Yeah, so.
We're in season 4, guys.
Yeah.
Man, 4 seasons. I've been dealing with this guy for 4 seasons.
We've grown, though. They grow every day, man. So,
right.
Yeah,
so how have you been, Chidi?
Dude, I've been good. What's up? I've honestly been good, man. Just fucking kicking back, working.
Yeah.
Working. Like, working with the brand, working with the podcast. Just
right.
Chilling, honestly. A lot of family events, graduation season. So, you know, a lot of my little cousins are graduating and whatnot.
There's a lot of graduates for this year.
A lot.
Right?
A lot. Honestly, I think one thing that's weird, it's like, I don't know, when I was graduating, because I graduated from a PWI, especially in college.
What's PWI for people that don't know?
Okay, a PWI is a...
Predominantly White Institute. It's the word that I have
to say. I thought PWI was public white institution.
Mm.
Deadass. Okay, so predominantly white institution. So I graduated from PWI, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's no Nigerians. There were no Nigerians at my college graduation, high school graduation. Like, even from my high school, like, I was like one of the only Nigerians that graduated.
Really?
So it's like when I see kids nowadays and like they have like hundreds of Nigerians graduating, I'm like, damn,
lucky.
Like almost lucky you. Lucky you. So yeah, dude, that's just what I've been up to, honestly.
Yeah.
What about you?
You know, just working. Good girl's a graduate, you know, she got her master's or whatever.
Congrats, master's in what?
Master's in biomedical sciences.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice.
And I went to an HBCU. So that's historically black college and university, I think that's what it is. So definitely a lot of Africans and Nigerians.
Yeah.
So that was a good experience for me.
What do you want to do with that degree? It's biomedical science?
Yeah, so I still want to do medical school. That's still on the route there. But we'll take our time with that because that takes time.
Oh, for sure. Dope.
But you know where there is a lot of Nigerians?
Where?
In Nigeria.
Oh, God.
I've been thinking, like, am I actually going to go to Nigeria this year for Jetty December?
Man. You know, I've never... Okay, so the last time that... Okay. I've been to Nigeria about 8 times, right? About 8 times.
Eight times?
Yeah, I've been there a lot.
At what
honestly.
Age?
I was young for the most part. The last time I've been back, I was like 14, 15 years old. Now I'm 26.
So you went 8 times between your boy
and
14 years old.
Yes.
So basically every other year.
Almost. Just like how our parents would be dragging us to potty. They would drag us
to Nigeria.
Dead ass. Like, they would be like, all right, we're going.
Lucky.
I'd be like, wait, but my friends, like... Exactly. So now that I'm growing up, I'm like, damn, like, I really...
I miss it a lot.
Yeah, so... But again, back to your point, I want to go back. Mm. I'm planning to go back this October, not December, unfortunately.
So why not December?
I mean, I feel like the prices in... Again, I'm not rich, oh. You see,
he's not rich, but he has money.
I had to work for
a reason. DM him. Chidi, I want some
work.
Money.
Don't message me. I know I have
DM
money.
DM him.
I know I have money, and if I have money, I'm evil man. I won't give you money.
You know what? That's so true.
I only give my babe money, yeah? So, anyways, so that shit is expensive, bro. Like, I'm not finna pay $3,000 to fly back to where I'm from. Like, it's not like I'm going to Greece to go and, like, fucking travel.
Even Greece itself is not $3,000.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
$1,400.
And you know, it's the price gouging. Honestly, that's illegal. Like, what airlines do, like, once it gets to that December time, they price gouge. They'll increase the price from, like, 1,000.
It's just for Africa.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you go to, like you said, Greece in December, it's not that high.
It's not. It's, you know, it goes back to them not really wanting us to connect with our culture because... That's a hot zone of people going back. That's when everybody goes back. So it's like, oh.
Do you think it's connecting with, do you think that's the reason? Connecting with the culture, them hindering us from doing that. Or another aspect is that they just want to make money. Because I feel like for the past couple years, maybe from 2021 or so, right? Mm-hmm. Nigeria, Ghana, just like not even Africa in general, but West Africa specifically has been such a hot spot for people, especially during December. Dirty December became so popularized that people wanted to go back there, not only to like get in touch with their roots, but also just to have fun, be carefree
for
a couple of weeks, you know? And it's cheaper, or it's supposed to be cheaper than how it is here, right? But I think that now that it's getting more popularized, airlines are sensing that they're increasing their prices. Even people in Ghana, Nigeria, and other places in Africa, they're dealing with the price surge.
Right.
Like, things are so expensive now because there's so many people going back that everything has increased.
You know, that's kind of sad. I want to touch on
that.
Like, it's Like, I always see these videos of, like, you know, during December, girls going back and getting their hair braided, and they're like, oh my God, I got a full.
$25.
No, no, they're like, no, no, not even that. They're like, oh my God, I got a full set of, like, crochet box braids for $5. And, like, you see videos of them recording themselves, and there's, like, five people working on their heart and on their hair, and you only give the person $5. I'm like.
Okay, but that's how much they charge.
No, 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 no. But that's not the point. It's the principle. The point is, you know what $5 is to you.
True.
And how much would it cost in the United States or wherever you're from,
but
in Europe?
You can't pay stuff based off of how much it's going to charge you here. That's how much they charge over there.
I mean.
So what do you expect us to do? Go back and get our hair braided. And if they charge us $5, would you pay
$20? Oh, yeah. What is $20?
True.
Right? I see what you mean, though.
But also, it's like, that's how much they charge.
Damn, that's crazy.
I don't think it's
$5.
I feel like we pay like $25
to
get our
hair braided. Yeah, right.
But I think that I understand your point, too, because if you do $5, $25, whatever the amount it is, divided by three people doing your hair, how much are they really taking home?
Right, exactly.
And then you have to pay the actual salon.
Right. Service fees, products. Yeah, I get you.
So it is like, are they really making any money?
Could be just
about. Probably not.
Right.
But also, that's how much it is for us. Mm. But then think about the people who live in Nigeria. $5 to them is so much more.
No,
they're not used to paying that much in Naira to get their hair done.
Sad.
But now they have to, because of us that are going back home, they have to pay that high price.
Honestly, like, even I've been sending money back home.
Right.
Again, you know, with different apps like LemFi, different apps. Mm. And it's really cool to be able to send money back home to your relatives in Nigeria. Language. Especially, it's like, dude, what is $10, 10 USD? That is like, that you can really change somebody's life borderline in Nigeria with Naira. Again, sad. But
reality.
And it's like, if you're able to donate and, you know, give back to your people in Nigeria, it's good. You should. Yeah. Like, you really, really, really should. Because, again, $20 here, instead of going to In-N-Out and doing this. And no, I'm serious. Instead of going there here and eating out, send it back home in Nigeria. You can. That's like 100,000 Naira. I'm not too sure exactly. But you know what I mean?
It's money. And, like, because of the way things are so priced, like, I remember when my mom went home recently, she was telling me, like, she would go to the stores in Nigeria, the market stores, and just the prices of things there. She was asking our relatives, like, how do you guys live? Because she remembers when she used to live in Nigeria, that's not how much a bag of garri was.
Right, exactly.
Like, how are you guys actually living? And not only that, there's no jobs.
Right.
So really, how are you living?
No, for real. Like, it's really sad because, like, I have a lot of little cousins in Nigeria, and it's like, they want to do things like and they want to pursue a trade, but it's like, they can't because there's no money.
There's no money.
They go to school, and then they have school fees, and, like, they get out of school, and there's no job. There's what I mean? It's just like,
what's the point at that point? Yeah, I can see how the youth in Nigeria are getting frustrated.
No, for sure. No,
with
very.
Nigeria, because it's like, yes, you know, go to school. Your parents struggle to even pay for you to go to school. From primary school all the way to university. Mm-hmm. And then you graduate, top of your class, get a job. It takes you years. At that point, why did I go to school?
So, are you going to Nigeria this year? Are you making a big trip?
$3,000? Is somebody going to fund me? Because I'll go. If they're going to pay for it, I will
definitely
go.
Who's going to donate to Mrs. Spade's pocket?
It's that money.
Do not look at me. Awemego. As you say in Igbo, awemego.
What does that mean?
My Igbo people, what does this mean? Awemego.
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 Okay.
So I don't have money. That's what it means. I don't have money. In translation,
you better be claiming to Jesus' name. You have money.
Amen.
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 Exactly.
My pockets will be full. Amen. Your pockets will never run dry.
Amen. Not us doing
your
a church service
right here.
Pockets will
never run dry in Jesus' name.
But, like, the prices are too much for me to consider even going in December. Going in October, I think that would be fun. Or going like any other month.
Right.
Even that itself is too hiked up.
So I'm sorry to interrupt. I think that besides even the prices, I don't want to go in December.
It's too many people.
Like, not even. It's just like, I want to go because I'm Igbo. Yeah. I go to the village. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
another thing. Y'all be going to the village, and then you're about to go.
I'm a real village boy.
No, but that's is that an Igbo thing?
Yeah.
Because I've seen last year, right around December,
right,
everybody was going to Nigeria. All the Igbos, they were showing their mansions,
right,
in their villages and everything. Yobas are in Lagos.
In the city.
We're in Lagos partying, and Abuja partying. Mm-hmm. Why do you think Igbos like to go back to, like, their villages?
Honestly, I feel like just
don't.
Igbo, there's something about Igbo culture that is so deeply rooted in you, and, like, being on your own land, because that's your land. Like, when I go back home to Nigeria, Enugu State to be exact, like, that's land that's from my grandpa to my dad, from my great-grandpa dating back to my great-great grandpa. You know what I mean? Yeah. Generational. And like, now that's mine. Mm-hmm. That's my brother's, you know, and then it's going to be my son. So I just, you know, I love that about Igbo culture.
I get that too. But I don't think that for Yorubas, it's more so of the like, oh, it's our land or not our land. I think it's just like, that's where the community is. Because I don't think a lot of Igbos are in Lagos, right? I think there's quite a few, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I feel like a lot more in the village, right?
Right?
But I feel like Lagos is like Yoruba central as well, in a way, and even Abuja. So I just think that's where most of them end up staying.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of being able to go back to the village, because I would love to go back to my family's village.
Exactly.
And see where it is. But then, you know, you've been hearing the horror stories.
What horror stories?
Like, don't go back to the village, yo. They will take you, all those different things. So I always wonder, like, are Igbos not scared of that?
No, that's not true. Wait. Before I say that's not true, because
it could happen.
Yeah, it does happen. Like there's a lot of spiritual warfare that some people are afraid of in the village, but you'll be good.
That's not a big
deal. Yeah, no, you'll be good for the most part.
Maybe
like just
for Yorubas versus Igbos, because you know you think about Yoruba culture and then Yoruba gods and those like I feel like that background with that religious background with Yorubas is different from Igbos in a sense. You guys are very rooted in Catholicism.
Yeah.
Right?
For the most part, yeah.
So I feel like that could also be a reason why that's deeply rooted in like Yoruba culture, where that fear of going back. Mm. But with Igbos, it's not.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, man, so that, Omar, when I go back home to Nigeria, I'm going to the village. Village,
and
boy.
And then you guys have mansions.
Oh, Omar.
How many floors is your house?
Dead ass, the mansion that we have in Nigeria is like four stories.
I tell you he has money. I tell you he has money.
I kid you not. It's like you go inside, it loops. I'm asking my dad, bro, how did you construct this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how did you construct this? Like, I don't know. It's crazy, dude. So, yeah, like four stories, like, literally 20 rooms in the house.
Wow.
I'm dead ass.
So that's why the whole family can go and stay there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's more like.
That sounds like a. I might need to come visit y'all.
Dead ass.
When I go, because this sounds fun.
Who wants to have a going back to Nigeria trip? Honestly,
Nigeria Nation.
Hey,
why don't y'all plan a whole big Nigeria trip?
Okay, anybody who is a travel planner out there. All of my travel planner. That's what it's called, right? Like a travel planner.
Travel planners.
Please contact Nigeria Nation, contact Novex Podcast, contact me.
Specifically for Nigeria, because you have to be familiar with like Nigeria.
Exactly.
And, like,
yeah, but let's plan a big trip to Nigeria. Like, why is that not, you know what I mean? Like, why is that not a thing? Yeah.
And
like,
let's not do it in December.
No.
So it's not crowded. We can
always
go have fun.
Exactly.
It's not always about party when we go back home. Let's just go and understand more about our culture, about our roots, our history. Just have fun with each other.
Yeah.
I'm down.
I'm down. Listen, so
let's go.
Please, anybody, please.
Not anybody.
Hit the line. Hit the line.
Yes. So this was a good episode, Chidi. Yeah. I'll see you in Nigeria.
All right, for sure.
In October.
All right, good deal. High five. Good deal.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We hope you enjoy it. And this season is going to be filled with so many fun episodes. Guests are coming up. I can't wait for y'all to see the guests we have for this season.
You won't believe I'm on.
This guest list is just getting better and better every season. So tune in next episode. Chidi, you want to take us out?
Well, shout out to everybody. Shout out to Faith. Shout out to the team. Shout out to everybody behind. Honestly, you know what? Listen, shout out to everybody behind the scenes.
Because
I feel like when it comes to Nigeria Nation, people only see me and you, Faith.
Yeah.
And like, there's so many people that are working their hands, so many people that are working so much magic and working hard every single day on the Nigeria Nation team. So, you know, shout out to all you guys. Yeah, no, we literally love you guys, and you know, we want to keep on representing you guys. And man, we're just a big family over here, man. It's a very loving feeling. And yeah, no, shout out to the rest of the Nigeria Nation team, and shout out to you know, big dog Faith right here. And
I get two shout outs, guys.
You feel me? And other than that, man, we out.
Shout out to Chidi.
Yay, we out, man.
All right,
we out.
Bye, y'all.
Cheers.